We understand that you saw something here the other night. We wonder if we could get a description of your experience.
Yes. I live on Anderson Island, and we're up on the, right on the edge of a 160-foot cliff above the water, and I have an unobstructed view of at least 180 degrees from my viewpoint, and all of a sudden I saw this object coming from the northeast. Do you know where Ketron Island is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It was coming from Ketron Island.
Uh-huh.
Along that shore, which belongs to, it's Fort Lewis Reservation, you know?
Yes.
It was way out over there by that shore, and it was coming down the sound at a fast clip. And this was a half moon object, not a flying saucer type.
Yes.
But it was half moon, and it was quite thick in the front part of it, you know.
Yes.
In other words, it was half moon, and it just it was going that forward in that direction, and it was just skimming on top of the water, and it dove into the water.
Sure, we got disconnected.
Yeah, I guess we did. I was going through all this program. I'll try to start all over again. It was coming from the Ketron Island area along the far shore, and I could see everything clear beyond Nisqually Flats. You know
yes.
Where that is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It came along, and it probably was about even with DuPont when it dove into the water. You know where DuPont is?
Not, I don't think so.
Well, DuPont is right across from where I live.
Okay.
Okay. And I live on Cold Point, Anderson Island.
Right.
When it got just about to DuPont, it dove into the water and left a big foam spray-like deal when it went into the water.
Yes.
And it disappeared. And I kept looking and wondering what the heck it was, you know. And pretty soon, oh, maybe half, 6 seconds or so, it surfaced again and was skimmed on top of the water, about 100 feet above the water, and it continued on for quite a ways. And then when it got to approximately, even with the Nisqually Flats, it dove into the water again. And I couldn't see it again after that. If it came up again, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It disappeared, and I couldn't see any beyond that point. That's what it, that's my version of the whole thing.
I see. What was the time lapse from the time you first saw it till it just disappeared the last time?
Oh, it was, not over 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It was very fast. It was moving at quite a speed. And it was the darndest thing I ever saw in my life. I always keep binoculars right by the window, and we are leaving for Mexico for 3 months in a couple of days, and we had loaded them in our motorhome.
Uh-huh.
And otherwise I might have got a better view of it with our binoculars, but it was very clear, and there was any doubt about what I saw.
Yes. Well, now your side of the island, is that facing west, or I mean east?
No, it's facing south.
South, due south.
Due south.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the weather was fairly good then?
Yes, the weather was clear.
Uh-huh.
And the water was smooth. There wasn't a ripple on the water. It was just like glass.
Yes. Now, you were observing this from indoors?
From indoors, yes.
I see.
We have 16 feet of glass here.
Uh-huh.
And on the front of our home. And we have, like I say, unobstructed view for at least 180 degrees.
I see. Were there any ships or boats on the water at the time?
Not at the time. There wasn't a boat or ship in sight. And shortly after that, there was a lot of boats.
I see.
But where they were at this time, I can't figure it out, but right after that, there was more boats than I've seen since last summer.
I see. Well, then somebody in authority probably heard about that also and sent boats out.
Yes, there was a lot of boats. not about, so it just seemed like they just were swarming shortly after that.
Would that be in the area where this thing finally went into the water and didn't come out again?
Yes, yeah. And, do you know where, where the Nisqually Flats are, and, the point, southern point of Anderson Island is?
Yes, I know of the island, yes.
Well, there was, I heard friends of mine, they go fishing a lot. They said there was probably 50 boats out there later after that. But they were all fishing, of course.
Yes.
They were looking for what I saw.
Yes. Now, I want to get a confirmation of the date. Was that Sunday morning or Monday morning?
No, that was Saturday.
Saturday morning, the 18th.
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, the 18th at 8:30, exactly 8:30 in the morning. My wife wasn't up yet. I hollered at her, but by the time she got there, it was, of course, gone.
And, of course, have you heard any discussion among your friends or neighbors about seeing it at all?
No. I wasn't even going to report because I figured that people wouldn't believe me anyway. So, some of our friends said I should report it, and that's how come I reported it.
I see.
It was really quite exciting, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, I know what you mean. Did you notice any aircraft in the area later?
No, we didn't have any aircraft in the area at the time or afterwards.
Uh-huh.
At all, no. I'm sure it wasn't an airplane because it was a big object. I'd say it was, maybe the front of it was 75 feet long in this half moon.
Yes.
Deal. And it was just big and moving at a terrific speed, and how it could dive in the water and then surface again, it just was quite puzzling to me.
Yes. Did you see any surface features or openings or lights or anything on this object?
No, it was a white gray color. Kind of a white grayish color.
Yes.
And I saw no openings on it. Of course, it's about, I imagine, from my home across to the other side is probably about 2 miles.
I see.
So I couldn't see any windows or anything if there was such a thing in it.
Uh-huh. No electrical interference in your area that you noticed?
Well, I didn't notice any at that time. I didn't have the radio on
or
anything. Although you talked about discussion, a friend of mine said that a day or two before that there was some other sightings around the Narrows Bridge. Now, I don't know whether that's so or not, and that people said that, a friend of mine said that, your two-way radio communication, get the radios to work for about 10 minutes.
Yes, we heard about that report.
Yeah.
Yes, that was another very large object.
Yeah, And that was the next day, I believe, after this happened.
Uh-huh.
What I saw. See? And it was... my wife said, no, that was just after Christmas. I might have that mixed up, I think. But, what I saw, I know I saw, and it was there.
Uh-huh.
It was no imagination, because I'm not the type that imagines things. I've been a pilot for 48 years, and a commercial pilot, and I flew for the Air Force during World War II, and logged over 17,000 hours during the war.
Yes.
And I haven't paid any attention to hours I've had since then or before then even. I've been flying many years and I've never seen anything like this before.
I'd say you were a highly qualified observer then.
Well, I would say I am, yeah.
I wonder if I could get your address.
Yes, it's just Anderson Island.
Just Anderson Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only description I can give you is that we live on Cold Point.
Okay. I'd like to leave our telephone number with you in the event that you see anything in the future or hear of anything being seen.
Now, what is your organization?
It's Phenomena Research.
Phenomena?
Right.
Well, of course, unfortunately, we're leaving. In fact, we're leaving the island tomorrow. We're going into Seattle for a couple days to get my income tax figured, and we're leaving for Mexico. We'll be gone 3 months.
Sure hope you have a fine trip.
Thank you. I doubt whether I'll see anything between now and then, although I'll be looking.
That's fine.
Yes. And what's your name?
Bob Gribble, G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Bob Gribble, G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Right.
Well, I'll certainly keep this on file, and if I see anything after I get back or before, I will get in touch with you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob, and I wish we knew what this was.
Okay, me too.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Goodbye.
Bye.